If you've driven by the National Center for Civil and Human Rights recently, you've seen an addition to its grounds. A pyramid is prominently displayed along Ivan Allen Jr. Boulevard, and on it there is a number, 30,190. That's the number of Atlantans living with HIV. And that number will be updated every Friday by the artist behind the work, Matthew Terrell. Matt is here in studio with us, along with Tiffany Roan, who's on the board for the AIDS Healthcare Foundation. Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Matt, this is your biggest sculpture yet. How did you team up with these AIDS activist organizations and the National Center for Civil and Human Rights?
Well, Lois, this project has been a year in the making, actually. About this time last year, I'd been looking at the AIDS VU map, and I was really interested in a lot of the hard numbers there about how many people in Atlanta are living with an HIV diagnosis. And just the magnitude of it, tens of thousands of people, really struck me. And I found that to be very powerful and very moving. And so I started to contemplate, how can I express the magnitude of this through a piece of art? And I think one day I was just driving along Peachtree Street and I passed by the sign, Atlanta's Population Now, across from the hospital, Piedmont Hospital. And it struck me, something just as simple as a raw number that's presented clearly and simply in large letters for people to see. And so I pitched the idea around to a few people. I'd applied to a few grants and things. I didn't really receive anything. And then eventually I connected with AIDS Healthcare Foundation out of Los Angeles. And they loved the idea. And they actually had a relationship with the National Center for Civil and Human Rights and were looking for a way to do programming surrounding HIV as a human rights issue. And so I came on as sort of a someone who could provide that programming and provide that conversation. And we really started digging in hard, probably around like September, and construction of the piece was about a month and a half long, and we put it up last week.
Why did you choose a pyramid?
Well, you know, the triangle does have historic references within the gay community. That's something that you see in the ACT UP symbol. And also, it's a site limitation as well. The piece is meant to be outside, and it's accessible by people, and a pyramid you can't climb on. So that's also one of the reasons why it's a pyramid.
Ah, and what else does it say on the pyramid?
Well, there are three sides of the pyramid, obviously. Two sides say ATL's HIV positive population, and it has a number that I change once a week on Friday. And then there's a third side which faces the center, and it's got just this little inscription that I wrote. And that says that HIV still stands in the South as an epidemic and an impediment to equality and human rights for the most vulnerable and the most marginalized members of our society. Stopping the virus means we must help everyone, regardless of race, class, gender, or identity. Very simple. Very clear.
Tiffany, why does Atlanta specifically have so many HIV cases?
You know, that's a question that we all are trying to answer on the constant basis, but I will tell you that why it's such a point, so poignant that this piece is at the Center for Civil and Human Rights is because HIV is not just a medical condition or a medical issue. It is really a humanitarian issue because it's linked to poverty. It's linked to lack of education. It's linked to the drug epidemic. All of these things, I always say that HIV is really a symptom and not the root of a person's life. It's usually something that came along from other roots, like the poverty, the lack of education, homelessness, drug abuse, drug addiction, sexual abuse, very common as well. And then, of course, just the lack of love that we have with the issues of self-identity.
So you are addressing a number of issues related to HIV, you know, beyond just the number, the identity. Why focus on the numeric part of HIV cases for the sculpture?
Well, when you look at sort of what a lot of artwork about HIV is, it so much of it since 1996, since the advent of antiretroviral drugs, is about showing the personal face. I'm thinking a lot about artists like Nan Golden, artists like Billy Howard, Dwayne Michaels, people I saw actually in Art Aid's America at the Zuckerman. And that's one route, a very important route actually, to show the human side of HIV. But I think there's also something powerful in the rawness of the number. It's a very staggering number to look at. And that is a counterbalance, I believe. I think it's very important to have work that is, in a way, shocking or provocative to people. It's been really interesting to go out to the center and change the number and just watch people walk by, and they have a moment of pause when they see it. There's a moment of reflection. It really does shake you to think 30,000, more than 30,000 people living with HIV in Atlanta. And so that's really why I wanted to present it just so simply as a number. You know, I believe it's really important as an artist to ask questions, not provide answers. I'm not trying to give you the answer here of what we're supposed to do or how we're supposed to solve HIV. The answer is in each of us. How will we respond to this number? Mm.
And yet you've had some pushback from members of the gay community saying things like, I'm more than a number.
Yes, and I think that's very important. I love feedback, positive or negative. There's actually a Facebook group right now that I would go tell everybody to go look at. It's called More Than a Number. They are holding an art show where people are going to be taking pictures of themselves holding numbers between 1 and 30,190 to represent the fact that they are a human side to this. And I think that's really great. It actually plays into my vision for my art, which is, the art is not the object itself. The art is the conversation that you can start. And I think that it's really important to have that balance of the human side to the raw number. I think those are different ways to connect with people. And I have to say, go online, go to Facebook, look up More Than a Number. Emily Getze is the person behind it. Please contact her and submit it. I think I may even submit myself.
Well, if you're just joining us, I'm with Matt Terrell and Tiffany Rowe. We're discussing the new sculpture at the Center for Civil and Human Rights. We'll be back after a short break on WABE Atlanta.
Support for WABE comes from Fernbank Museum, presenting the special exhibit Wild Weather. Discover the science behind storms through immersive experiences, storm chaser simulators, and extreme weather experiments. Information at fernbankmuseum.org.
Back with City Lights, I'm Lois Reitzes, here with you, Matt Terrell and Tiffany Rohn. We're talking about the new sculpture, Matt Terrell's sculpture at the Center for Civil and Human Rights. Tiffany, do you think there is not enough awareness about AIDS, about HIV in Atlanta particularly?
You know, I will say that this is something that is very difficult for those of us who work in the community, because on the one hand, we do want to give hope to those who are living with HIV. And so we talk about the positive advances that we've had. But at the same time, it somewhat can trivialize it for our millennials and our younger population who weren't around during the 80s and early 90s when you saw more visual devastation. Mm-hmm. And we tend, you know, we were talking about this earlier, those of us who work in this field and who are a part of this community, we're kind of in our bubble. And so we talk about it all the time, and we don't realize that the general public does not. And that's one of the reasons why AHF was in so much support of Matt's installation, because it's to bring attention to those who are outside of the bubble of knowledge about HIV and give that shock factor to others so that we can then have a broader conversation and broader awareness.
Matt, in your speech at the unveiling, you said that HIV affects you no matter what, even if you don't have HIV. Tiffany, you touched on that earlier. Would you elaborate on that?
So one of the messages that I want everybody in Atlanta to take away from this piece is that we all live with HIV. Even if you think that you are not at risk for HIV, even if you don't know anybody who has HIV, and you will never know anybody who has HIV, you still live with the effects it has in our community. Look no further than your pocketbook, Lois. The average lifetime cost of care for an HIV diagnosis is $379,000. And a lot of people who have HIV also don't have access to health care and health insurance. We live in a state that did not expand Medicaid to people living with HIV, which means that our legislators are sort of passing the buck on who's paying for a lot of these people. And a lot of people rely on the federally funded Ryan White program, which is called Payer of Last Resort Care. You don't really want Payer of Last Resort Care. You want regular care.
Ryan White was the little boy
yes,
in
he was.
Indiana.
Absolutely.
Yes, he was. Mm-hmm. One way or another, we are all paying financially in our taxes. We are paying in our health care dollars when people are sick in our community. And I also think that we are paying for it in terms of the human rights issue. A lack of respect for human rights, including access to education, in particular comprehensive sex education, lack of access to health care, regular health care, exacerbates HIV. And also, HIV makes our realization of human rights for all people much harder to get to.
So another exhibit we had in Atlanta, I think you mentioned in passing, was at the Zuckerman Museum at Kennesaw State. That exhibit delved into HIV/AIDS, and it was Art, Aid America, and the Zuckerman Museum. And while it was revolutionary, it received criticism about its lack of artists of color. And then here in Georgia, some Gwinnett lawmakers thought it was a vile pile of trash, quoting there, a direct quote. So what do you have to think about when addressing this critical issue of AIDS and HIV in the form of art?
You know, whenever you're having to talk about in the form of art, but then also bringing up the racial and the cultural aspects of it, that's a very important point about awareness with HIV and activism within HIV, because we are talking about who's most disenfranchised and who disproportionately is affected. And we do see much higher rates whenever we're talking about not just our MSM population, but when you break it down into our gay and bisexual men of color, one out of two men, African-American gay bisexual men of color, will be diagnosed with HIV.
It's
one in four staggering. Of our Latino bisexual and gay men, one in four. So when you're talking about 50% and 25% of one population of individuals, the cultural aspect of it and the racial aspect of it makes a difference. One of the things that we love about getting our message across through art is that art has been known to expand beyond cultures, you know, and so that's one of the great reasons why it's great to measure, to marry the two.
The show that you're referring to, Art AIDS America, actually spoke on your show in May about the conservative lawmaker response. And what was really interesting is a lot of those people who were speaking out against that show had never seen the work. They'd never actually been inside of the museum to understand and see the real face of what this work was. And so one of my goals with my work here at the National Center was to place it in a public place where everybody could see it and to really boil it down to a data-driven artwork that there's nothing that you really should be able to disagree with. This is just facts. This is black and white. And so my goal was really to reach people like those conservative Cobb County lawmakers in their own language, in numbers and facts and statistics.
Mm. And you would also notice the location of Matt's installation, I think, is so poignant because it's right there in between the Civil and Human Rights Museum and the Atlanta Mission. And when we're talking about driving factors that lead to HIV, we talked again about homelessness, poverty, and drug addiction. And so having it right there on that corner, kind of showing the connection between the two, I thought was a very powerful message as well.
So what other conversations do you hope to spark with this sculpture? I mean, do you want it to lead to legislation, to funding? What's the takeaway in terms of action?
Absolutely. The takeaway in terms of action is this installation is going to be there through June, through National Testing Day, June 27th. And so, you know, I can already suspect in a couple of weeks, people are going to see this number continuously increase week by week. So it's not just the shock factor of seeing it one time, but it's when you pass by it over the course of these months. And so the hope is that it will spark legislation. It will spark individuals to get more involved. And most importantly, stigma. We really have to destigmatize HIV in order to get the healthcare expansion needs that we need to get greater funding. We just recently had HIV Advocacy Day at the Georgia Capitol last Tuesday with Georgia Equality, and I was so impressed to see the numbers of individuals who are at the Capitol standing in line to talk to their legislators about this topic and many others. And that's exactly what we wanted this piece to spark.
I will say what I really want is I want everybody in Atlanta, business people, politicians, people who work in healthcare, soccer moms, everyday Joes, I want everybody in Atlanta to realize we all live with HIV.
Well, Matt Terrell is an artist and writer here in Atlanta. His sculpture is prominently on view on the grounds of the National Center for Civil and Human Rights through June 27th. Tiffany Roan is on the board of the AIDS Healthcare Foundation. Thank you both for your work and for coming in to join us on City Lights.
Thank you for having
us. Thank you, Lois.